did a lot of
the Tosfim on Amud Aleph, finished the Tosfim, and we did the Lomdus in the Pshat. So now we left off with the following topic, and that is the din of Lishmo. The din of Lishmo by Get Shichru. The Gemara asked, we know that our list is on the Braisa on Kesem and Aleph. Where the Gemara writes, the Braisa writes, there are three things where Get Ish and Shtar Shichur are equivalent to. Number one is the Halakha of the Funny Nefer. Also known as Molech Umevi, right? Also known as Molech Umevi. Number two, an Eid Kusi that is signed on a get, Hisho or Shtar Shichur, is acceptable. Whereas by Shar Shtaros, it is not acceptable. And lastly, the Arkos. When it comes to Arkos, we know that what? Everything is kosher, except for Get Ish and Shtar Shichur. Goyim signed in Arkos are acceptable. And then there was a fourth Adonat Ukirim Meir. There was a fourth case. The fourth case was and like Reb Meir. Why do I say that's and like Reb Meir? Why is that and like Reb Meir? Because is it Reb Meir or is it not Reb Meir? Is it Reb Meir? It's not Reb Meir. It is a Tana who holds like Reb Meir regarding Chazara and holds like Reb Elazar regarding what? Eidim Mesira Karsi. So it's kind of like a third Tata, we said, right? That's the Tosa said about. And that's why it fits the Lashon. Ukirib Meir. So one of the Gemara's kashas was Vaika Lishma. Shouldn't Lishma be on the list? And what did the Gemara say? Refresh our memories. Then what did the Gemara say? Adam, why shouldn't Lishma be on the list? Bishlamal Araba, it's subsumed under what? The category of what? Bafani Nechtav. Bafani Nechtav. According to Rava, why isn't it in there? According to Rava, why isn't it in there? So what did Gemara say? We're only listing things that are what? Puzzle what? We're only listing things that are puzzle in the Rabbanon, but not things that are what? Not things that are puzzle what? Minatara. Is that correct? That's what the Gemara said on Testament base. Okay. Now, let us focus now for the first Mahalik on the Din of Lishma. The Gemara says black on white, by saying Va'ika Lishma, what does it say? That the requirement of Lishma is not just by a Get Isha, but also by a what? Shtar Shichur, correct? Because we're looking for items that should be on the list. Meaning to say that the Gemara says black on white, there's a Din Lishma of the Get Isha, and Shtar Shichur. Okay? There's a din of lishma by both. Like, does everyone get what we're saying? The whole premise. How do I know this? Chaim, how do I know this? Because the Gemara asked what? Vayikra lishma, right? So if the Gemara is asking, put a topic on the list, obviously it applies to both Get Isha and Shtar Shichur. The list consists of things where they are similar, yes? That's the Gemara's kasha. So obviously the Gemara is assuming, if someone asks you that question, give me the marker in Shas where there's a requirement of Lishma by Shtar Shichur. What's the answer? The answer is Testament base. From the fact that Gemara asked the Kasha of Aika Lishma. From the fact that the Gemara asked the Kasha of Aika Lishma. Okay? That's the din. There is a requirement by Aika Lishma. Okay? That shows there's a din. Okay. The Ksos HaChoshin, I wanted you to see in Simon Reish, Sifkut and Hay, writes as follows. He says, I don't understand something. Let's get it, okay? Let's get this. The Ksos asks, I don't understand something. Why is it that there's a requirement of Lishma by Get Shichur? Why is it there's a requirement of Lishma by Shtar Shichur? You don't need a din of Lishma by Get Shichur. Just give him a Matana. Why don't you gift the Eved Kenani to himself? Gift the Eved Kenani to himself. Why should you need Lishma and a Shtar Shichur? Just give a Shtar Matana. And therefore what? Shtar Matana, let Machna the Eved to himself? Jesse, you hear the Kasha? Why is there a requirement to have Lishma? So maybe you'll tell me, the Kso says, how many kinyanim does an Adon have over an Evid? We've discussed it. What are the two kinyanim an Adon has over an Evid? Alan, Kinyan Mamon, and Kinyan Isser. What is Kinyan Mamon? Masha Kona Evid Kona Rabba. Whatever the Evid Kanan yells goes right to the master. What's a Kinyan Isser? What are some examples, David, of Kinyan Isser? An Evid Kanani can marry who? A Shifcha Knainis. If he's an Evid Kanani of a Kohen, he can eat Truma. He's chayav in mitzvahs like what? Like a regular Jewish woman. The realm of Isser. There's two Kinyanim. So maybe you'll tell me that Lishma is needed for the Kinyan Isser. You follow me? Granted, for a moment, is you'll just gift them to himself. But maybe for the Kinyan Isser, you need a din of Lishma. That's what the Ksos wants to say. The Ksos says, no, that's wrong. Why? Because the Shmuel's din. What does Shmuel say? In Gittin and Dachmem, Mafkir Avdo, what's the din? Eino Tzarech Get Shichur. Okay? Mafkir Avdo, Eino Tzarech Get Shichur. Okay? Mafkir Avdo, Eino Tzarech Get Shichur. When we're after the Evid Kanani, we have to make sure that what? We have to make sure, Lamaisa, Shmuel says, you don't need to give a get shichur. Why don't you need to give a get shichur? Because the Kinyan Mamon goes up in smoke with the Hefker. The Kinyan Isser stems from the Kinyan Mamon. Since the Kinyan Isser stems from the Kinyan Mamon, therefore once you get rid of the Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan Isser goes up in smoke. So the Ksos says, don't tell me you need Lishma for the element of Kinyan Isser. The Kinyan Isser is an outgrowth of the Kinyan Mamon. And since the Kinyan Isser is an outgrowth of the Kinyan Mamon, once you what? Once you get rid of the Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan Isser falls away. So we're back to the Kasha again. Why on earth do you need Lishma by Shtar Shichur? Why is there a requirement to have Lishma by Shtar Shichur? Just gift him to himself. This is where the Ksos develops and answers his tremendous chiddush, a tremendous theory. Okay? And he says as follows. Okay? The Ksos writes that when it comes to giving a get to a woman or being a shachar or shtar shichur, that is not called kinyonim. In the Ksos' terminology, what does he call it? Zechiyah. That's not called kinyonim. What that called is a din nesina. It's not a kinyan. It's a chalois nesina. This is what the Ksos writes. Tremendous chiddush. And therefore the Ksos says the Torah is mechadesh gitu v'yodo boin ke'echad. The Gemara has a chiddush in later in Gittin that when a man divorces his wife and throws the get into her chatzar, don't you say, Masha Kanisha Kanavailo? What's the answer? No, the same way that she gets the chatzar, she gets the get. Gito v'chatzero boin kachat. That's what the Gemara writes in Gittin and Ayin Zayin Amud Beis in our Masechta. In the same vein, Mark, when the master gives the shtar shichur to the Evid, he acquires his own freedom and acquires his hand at the same time. Gito v'yodo boin kachat. And he says, that is the uniqueness of Shtar Shichur and Get Isha. And that is why, Lamaisa, it needs what? It needs Lishma. That is why it needs Lishma. That's what he wants to be Mechadish. The Torah is Mechadish by Shtar Shichur that it's written Lishma, and that is the uniqueness of a Shtar Shichur and Get Isha. You don't need Kinyonim at all. And therefore, he writes that it is impossible, Jesse, to just gift the other Kanani to himself. Because what will be the problem, Philip? The Chosin, Philip. We have to do two recruiting. One, not today. For Shmuel and for Philip and Shmuel. Okay, and Ellie too. Oh. But listen. Please. We have to be makbid on this man. Seriously. We have to be makbid on this man. 115. Bezer Shem, okay? Let's try to be makbid on this man. The Torah. Can't miss the minutes of the Torah. Try to be makbid on this man. 115. Okay? Oh. I want you to get this. This is the chiddush. Philip, we want to say. If you gift the Eved Kenani to himself, what happens? What happens if you gift the Eved Kenani to himself? David, what is he? What happens? If he gifts the Eved Kenani to himself, what happens? It goes right back to the master. Mashakon Eved Kanarabo. This is what the Ksos benefits from his Chiddush of Nesinit. That it is not Kinyonit. It is not Zechiyah, where you get trapped with Mashakon Eved Kanarabo. But rather it is this new track called Nesinit. And since it is this new track called Nesinit, the Chiddush is that we say Gito V'yodo Boin Ka'acha. And the uniqueness of Shtar Shichrur manifests itself in making sure that you have Lishma. By Get Isha and by Shtar Shichrur. This is the Chiddush. And what are the two bomb rayas of the Ksois? That this is a Din Nesina. What are the two rayas? Number one is Baal Korcha. You can divorce one's wife before Kerem the Rabbeinu Gershom against her will. Kerem the Rabbeinu Gershom, your 1000 disallowed it. But beforehand it was okay. And number two, you can free your Eved Kenani against his will, even though he wants to stay. That implies that it's not a kinyan. It is considered to be a din nesinin. Okay? That is the gevaltike chiddush of the ksois. And then the ksois finishes up with a whopper. Let's get it. The ksois is mechadish. Oh, the second one, I'm sorry, thank you, is kosov al isuri hanos. The Gemara writes in Gittin, adaf kofum and alfar mesepto. If you write a get, a husband writes a get on a leaf of orla, a branch of orla, orla is prohibited to derive benefit, an orange of orla, the get is kosher. Because it's a din nesinit. It's a din nesinit. You can't make kinyanim on isuri hanah. Most Rishonim say you can. There is a minority, the Rivash writes. And the Rashba Soser himself, Rashba in four places, two places he says yes, two places he says no. Can you make kinyanim on isuri hanah? There's a great Rosh Yeshiva Rishonim Spitz wrote a whole article, Shlitim, on this notion of kinyanim on isuri hanah. So there are two rayas. Then the Ksos finishes up with a whopping chiddush. Let's get it. He writes, could you ever draw up a scenario of a Shtar Shichrur without Lishma? Yes. Namely the following. Give the Shtar Shichrur to your friend who will be a representative for your Eved Kenani. That there's no problem. Because why? You're gifting basically the Eved Kenani to himself, but who's his representative? Your friend. Your friend is his representative. Therefore, it will not be have to be written Lishma. He'll be Zoch on behalf of the Eved. And he has a Yad. He's your friend. He's not your Eved. You can't say Masha Kanev Karab, like boomerangs back to you. He's your friend. And therefore, tremendous Chiddush. If that's the case, you don't need the Chiddush of what? You don't need it. That's a very good chiddush. If I ask you, give me a case, could you ever have a Shtar Shichrur that's not written Lishma? Our Gemara seems to say, I don't know what he does with the Gemara. I guess you'll have to say the Gemara's talking about a regular case, so you give it straight up to the guy. But if you gave it to a representative of the Eved Kenani, you're working through gifting it, but there's a representative who has a yad for him, in that case you won't need Lishma. That's the chiddush of the ksois. One sec, yes, I want to finish the mahalach, okay? Oh. Lefizeh.
Does I get also?
What do you mean? What do you mean by getting
Isha?
No, no. You tell me why. What's the difference between Get Isha and Shtar Shichrur? Zachim Adam. Right? There's no way. Get Isha is a chol for the woman. It's to her detriment. So she always has to appoint the Shlifa Kabbalah. Let's get this Viter now, Ksois. Lefizeh, says the Ksois. Let's get it. Amazing Kiddush. He says, let's say I want to sell a house to someone. Mr. X wants to sell the house to Mr. Y. What does he do? What are one of the three ways you can become a real estate? With a star. He puts the star in the house. He says, Mr. Y, pick up the star And with your picking up the shtar, you'll be kohen of the house. Boim kacha. Right, stiksois achayshin. This is unacceptable. Why? Because first, in other words, you would be kohen of the shtar bekinin chatzer. He wants to be kohen of the shtar because the shtar is inside the house. You know what kinin chatzer is? A courtyard. So the shtar is inside the house. So you'd be kohen of the house and the shtar in one swoop. Right? You can't do that. Because you've got to be kohen of the shtar first, and then with the shtar, get the house. It's got to be done piecemeal. Or actually, rather say piecemeal, it needs to be, there has to be a progression. You can't have that progression by kinyonim. There's no poof by kinyonim. We don't say boing kacha. Therefore, the ksos is that deal would be bad. Oh, so we need to elaborate on a moment. I want to tell you, for many, many years, I really, truly never understood this notion of the Nesina and their Fergita Vodoyim Boing Kachas. What does it mean? If it's Kinyonim, you can't, but if it's Nesina, you can't. What does that mean? Omea Chazunish! Achirish Nifl. I'm not sure that Simcha Gedoyle with this Chazunish. Because in these rites, Valtika Vort, I want you to get it. Do you know what sets apart a Gedish Nishtar Shichur from Kinyonim? I'll tell you, writes the Chazon Ish. By Get Ishin, by Evik Naini, there's someone on top of them. There's someone hovering over them. There's someone who has auspices over them. And Evik Naini has his Adon, and the wife has the husband. Therefore, by Get Ishin Shtar Shichur, they just remove themselves. As what the Chazon Ish writes, it's called a Siluk. All you have to do is misalik their hovering over them. And therefore, the Torah is mechadesh by hafgos bailus. We'll call it hafgos bailus. There's the chiddush of gittuv yonim boi kacha. But when you talk about kinyonim, there is no special din of boi kacha. There is no special din of boi kacha. Because why? When you talk about kinyonim, you are what? Usurping. I shouldn't say usurper. You are a kind of usurper. You are becoming an owner. By Get Ishin Shtar Shichur, you see, it's a removal of a bias. If it's a removal of bias, it can happen in one swoop. You can give it over to the woman. You can give it to the Shtar Shichur. Beautiful word, no? By Kinyonim, you can't do that. There's a seller and there's a buyer. The guy's first got to get the Shtar, and then he can get the house. You hear the word? That's the Chazon Ish's word as to what Gittuv Yonim Boi Kacha. Chaim, Gittuv Yonim Boi Kacha only works on a Nesina, not Kinyonim. Kinyonim are transactions. One is the owner, one is the seller. One's the buyer, one's the seller. Someone creates a new ownership. By Get Ishin Shtar Shichur, they remove themselves. Because they remove themselves, you can happen in one swoop. Mark, you got it? That's the difference in Get Ishin and Evik Naini as opposed to what Kinyonim. That's why you say Gittuv Yonim Boi Kacha only by Get Ishin and Shtar Shichur. That's what the Chazon Ish writes the Ksos means. I think it's a beautiful beard. Does everyone hear that? See, the man stepping away from her. In the colloquial sense. Okay, he has to give her a get, of course. But in a halachic sense, he's stepping away from her. He's stepping away the other from the other Knaini. That's Gittuv Yonim Boi Kacha. That can happen once too. When you want to become a Kaina, that lemais is different. Okay? You could say she's acquiring herself, but it's not really. He's just removing himself. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Everyone hear that? It's a beautiful beer. Now, I saw a different beer, which I don't understand, but I'll still say it to you. The Imre Moshe writes, different beer. The Imre Moshe writes that by a get, she's not kona the get. You're giving the get in her domain. By the fact you're giving the get in her domain, in one swoop, she becomes divorced, and she, in a sense, becomes her own person. Where when it comes to kinyonim, first the shtar you have to acquire, and then what? And then you have to get the house. That can't happen in the same time. Somehow, you hear this, when a woman gets divorced, it's not that she's kona the get. But rather, the get gets to her reshus. You follow me? Not that she's kona the get, Imre Moshe. So why don't you get the second beer? I think I understand it now a little bit more once we say it over.
When a woman gets divorced, not that she acquires the get. She acquires the get, then it's kinyanim all over again.
What it is that you give the get in her domain, in her reshus. And when that happens, it happens in one swoop. You could say, Boso Regis, she becomes divorced with the Nesinus of get in the reshus. You hear what I'm saying? It's a little bit, it's not that she's coned the piece of paper. The get gets in her reshus, and she becomes a divorcee. It's a very conceptual thing. You know what I mean? You're looking at the concept of reshus. Concept of reshus. The reason why I say this is because it wasn't just me who asked this kasha. Rabbi Chonon was bothered. What does this ksos mean? Why is boin keachon only work on nesina and not kinyonim? Or as the ksos terminology, what's synonymous with kinyonim? Zchiyah, kinyonim, same thing. Rabbi Chonon says, why can't it work by both? Or let it work by neither? So these are two biurim we want to say. One from the Chazon Ish, two from the emotion. That's what I'm saying, reshus. It's a reshus concept. So this is the first mahalach lemaisa by the din of what? Din of lishma. And the chiddush is that we require lishma by genisha, and we require lishma by shtar shichur. And as the Ksos says, that whopping chiddush, if you have a representative of the eved, then you won't need lishma. Okay? But it speaks to the uniqueness. It's kind of like lishma and git of yodom boin kechen are twins. They're kind of like two sides of the same coin. Lishma speaks to its uniqueness, and how does it express the uniqueness? With Gita V'yodo Boin Kacha. That's the mahalach we want to say here by the din of Lishma. That's the Ksos in Simin Reish, Sif Katan Hay. Now, we mentioned already a few times this year that Reb Chaim is quoted, Mipi Ashmua, I haven't seen it ever written anywhere, from the Rav, that what is a get? A get is a kinyan. Reb Chaim argues with the Ksos. Reb Chaim holds that get is a chalos kinyan. What do you do with these two rayas? Number one, it's exeris akasiv. So one kinyan in halacha that's bar korcha. And what do you do with this halacha? Why is it kasher kasiv get al asurina? There are some rishonim that say there are kinyanim in asurina, namely the rivash, two rashbas, and there's a rabbeinu tam in Sanhedrin daf pei that Tosas quotes. You know, if you have a shore that's a shore in Niskal, most Rishonim say you can't sell it once it's declared as a shore in Niskal. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you can sell them because they're kinyanim on Yisru'ana. The only thing is, when you sell them, you should know it's still killed. Even if the new guy bought them, it's still going to be executed. But you see, Rabbeinu Tam holds his kinyanim on Yisru'ana. That's how Rabbeinu Tam gets rid of this. There is one other kinyan that's Baal Korcha. What other kinyan is Baal Korcha? It's a collector's item, kinyanik zeilah, kinyanik neiv. If you're a Gnev, if you're a Goslin, you're Kone, the object, Baal Korcha, by stealing it. You can't say, oh, I just want the object, but I don't want to be Kone. It's ridiculous. Okay, Yossi, real quick. So that's the first Mahal. Let's get it. First Yossi, then Mark. Go ahead. Because Lishma creates the uniqueness, Yossi. It's a flag. It's an indicator, right? Just like the third base coach. Lavdol goes. You know, he goes like this. You know, an indicator. You guys play that. In New York, they play little. I used to play little pony league, right? Little league, right? You guys have in New York, they had Yudel league, right? Yudel league. They used to call me the Hebrew. The non-Jewish guys would call me the Hebrew. Not a Jew. He called me the Hebrew. Hebrew. I was called the Hebrew on our pony league team. Okay. So we play baseball. So you have indicators, right? The third base coach makes an indicator, right? Then you listen. You look. You follow the sign. If you don't see the indicator, then it's all a decoy, right? So the Habgalov of Dosa, see, that's what it means. Lishma is an indicator. It's an indicator that this is different. So says, that's why Gita Vyoram Boykacha works. You know why it's good? Because it's in the scene. That's what he's Bechadish. It's a Chiddish. So he wants to say. Yes, Mark, go ahead. You got it? You got it clear? All right, everyone got to get this, okay? Because that's like, we always say, it's not poof magic. Gita V'yodom Boykacha. Chazon Ish is a beautiful Hesper. Imre Moshe, I don't know if I understand it fully. Chazon Ish, though, is very Kavaltik of war. Yes, Jesse, go ahead. Yes, if you have a master, wants the free Eved Kenani, he gives it to you as his representative. You have a Yad to be Zoch on behalf of the Eved Kenani. That's gifting the Eved Kenani to himself through you.
You have a yad, so you don't have the kasha of Ashkenazi and Rabbo. You're gifting him. If you're gifting him, then you don't need lishma. If you're working with the momentous aspect, you don't need lishma, right? You don't need lishma in the kinyan iser, right? That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. See, the Ksos says the reason why you need lishma is because exactly what you said. That is the flag that indicates Gittiv Yonah Boyen Gecha. It's kind of like if it wasn't lishma, Gittiv Yonah Boyen Gecha would never work. It's a beautiful form. The lishma separates it and tells me it's a different concept, Lamaisa. Reb Chaim would just say it's just a kosef. Is it then lishma finished? Okay, very well. Let's go now to the second mahal. Let's go. First one, we got lishma. Second one, let's go. Nothing wrong with it, but that's what Reb Chaim would say. Reb Chaim would say it's not called the scene, it's kinyonim. So if it's kinyonim, why does this name lishma? It's just a kosef. Finished. Special din. Special din that lishma is needed only by Gedi Shul Shtar Shofar. No other shtaris. Exactly. It's a kosef. Okay. Next mahal. Let's go. What is the governing rule that concludes our Gemara? That the list consists of things that what? That apply to get Ishin Shtar Shukr and that do not apply to what? Kiddushin. Correct? Okay. This brings us to the topic of Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Akarke. Moshe, you with me? Oh. The Gemara writes, Moshe asked me what the marker was this morning. The Gemara has an Armasecht again. And I in Chesem and Aleph. Is possible. The husband says to the woman, pick up the get off the ground. The get is possible. Because you need a din nesina. The husband must give the nesina to the woman. Question is now that we must investigate. What's the story in the realm of Star Kedushin, or Kedushin in general for that matter? Kesef include or Kesef also, right? Or what? Starship. What's the din in these other areas? Oh. So the Pashtus is, I wrote an article on this regarding Kedushin. So let's present it the following. Okay? We're not going to say over the whole thing, just bits and pieces. But the Avnei Miluyim in Simin Lamed is a Beis Yitzchok Chof Tes. The Avnei Miluyim in Simin Chof in Simin Lamed Sifkot Nal. We know the Avnei Miluyim was written by who? The Ksois, right? The Shev Shmaitzer, the Ksois, and the Avnei Miluyim. The Avnei Miluyim in Simin Lamed Sifkot Nal presents three sheets regarding Tli Kedusha Seich. Now, Gabi Akark. The Maharil, let's get them. The Maharil writes that whether it's Kesef or Star, it does not work because we're Makish Havaya Liyitziyin. Whatever you say by get, you say by Kedusha, whether it's Kesef or Star. Not acceptable. Maharil. Second Shita, the Rashpun, the Ran. The Ran and Aleph, Amar Aleph, in the Dapei Arif B'Kiddushin. Only Kiddushi Shtar were Makish to Yitzir. And therefore, Kiddushi Shtar does not work. Tli Kiddusha Seich. Now, Gabi Akarkin. If he tells her to pick up the Shtar off the ground, if he tells her to pick up the money off the ground, it's good. Because the Hekish is limited only to Shtar. Haren Ged is a Shtar. If you're going to link Kedushin to Gerushin, link it only by the Star Kedushin. And lastly, the third Shita, the Marashtam. Where the Marashtam writes that Tli Kedusha Seich Me'al Gabi Akarka works all the time. Bein Beget, I'm sorry, Bein Bekeset, Bein Beshtar. So you have the gamut. Moshe, you got it? Three Shitas by Kedushin. First sheet to the Ma'aril that it's bad, both by Kesef and Shtar. He tells her to pick it up. The other polar is through the Marashtam, it's always good. And the middle sheet to the Rashba and the Ran, that by Shtar it's bad, because when Makish Abayim Yitzhiyah, Shtar is a get.
So you only makish it to Starkish. Guess if it's good, he tells you to pick it off the ground, it would be good. Okay? We got that? Three sheikas. Oh. Want to ask the following. Bring me a raya from the Gemara. Bring me a raya from our Gemara. Okay? Bring me a raya from our Gemara about this din. What would you say? What would you say? Bring me a raya from our Gemara. What would you say, Lamaisa, regarding our Gemara? Okay? How would you say it? What would you say? What do you think? So in order to do that, we have to go to the realm of what? Shtar Shichrur. What do you say about Shtar Shichrur? We have three sheikhs by Kedushin, right? Let's go to Shtar Shichrur now, okay? Tosfos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph writes, there's no problem of Kli Shichrur Reich Me'al Gavi HaKarka. You tell the other kind to pick it up off the ground, fine. Tosos says, Beferish Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Omer Tanu. He says, Mareolo, pick it off the table. Pick it up. You see that there's no problem. The Shliach can pick it up. You don't have to hand it to him. Tosos and Daf Yud Gimel says it's good. Oh, now listen to this. The Torah's Gittin brings a raya from our Gemara that it's good. The Torah's Gittin says beferish that it's good. Please, you correct me, Agabe Akarka. What's the raya? What's the raya that it's good? What would you say, Zach? If it was bad, it would have been on the list. We're looking for the halachas that they're equivalent by Get Ish and Shtar Shichrur. Must be it's good. It's bad by Get, but it's good by Shtar Shichrur. That's why it's not on the list. Because it's not equivalent. It's a great raya. Snatches it right off the Gemara. Lefida Maskoni Yossi. We've left that. We've left that. We're talking with this new cloud. Contrasting it to Kedushin. We'll get back to if that rule survives a bit. But Lamaisa, Poshup Shad, it doesn't. It's a good raya, no? Beautiful raya. He wants to bring I want you to get it. Tosfos says it's good. The Torah's Gittin says it's good. He brings a raya from our Gemara. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, what's the kasha? Go ahead, Seth. How could it be good? What's the famous link? Didn't get Ishan Shtar Shichrur? Lama, excellent. How can you say it's good? Please get this now. What's the answer? This is a Gevaltik of Wort. Lala only covers what? The shtar itself. But it doesn't cover the how you give it, the Ofen Hanasina. So by get it, it'll be Isha, it'll be bad, and Shtar Shichrur will be good. Very good, Seth. Lala only covers the shtar itself, not the Ofen Hanasina. That's what the Torah's Gittin writes. Beautiful Wort. And Avne Miluyin in Simon Kuf Lamed Tesif Kotn Yud Beis quotes from the Sefer Michtav Meliyahu. Now the Michtav Meliyahu was written by Rav Dessler Zatzal. This is an earlier Acher. Miksos lived in the 1700s. Same name. Michtav Meliyahu. It's a good riddle. Not a riddle. It's a good question. Tell him if the Melau is. If you tell him over to Shtikl to the Melau, he says, where is it? That's, no, it's not the Meluyin. It's not the Meluyin. It's not the Meluyin. It's not the Meluyin. The Avni Meluyin quotes the Michtav Meliyahu, who writes, it's kosher also by Shtar Shichrur. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, Lamaisa, that the Gemara does not ever ask, Vayika Lishma, Vayika Mechubar, Yossi, why doesn't it say Vayika Tli Gitech Le'agadeh HaKarka? Must be by Shtar Shichrur, it's good. He brings that raya, Lamaisa. Unbelievable. He brings that raya. Does anyone argue? Does anyone argue that Kli Shichrur Reich Me'al Gavi HaKarka is bad? Yes. Rabbi Kivegra and Daf Yud Gimel says that it's not good. And the Ritva gave you Beferish B'Kedushin. Bidaf. Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. I made a mistake in the Mar Makoimis. Not Chof Gimel Amar Beis. Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. The Ritva writes black on white that Tli Shichurech Me'agabe Akarka is what? Bad. So you have Rabbi Kiveger with the Ritva. What's the Kasha said? If you hold that they're pasul, then what? If Ge'ish is pasul and Shtarshkar is pasul, then what? Should have been on the list! Should have been on the list! That's a great Kasha. I know what the answer is. The answer is as follows. What's the last rule, the governing rule? Kiddushin, right? What's Ge'isha and Shtar Shichur, but not Kiddushin? Oh, listen to this. Davke Kiddushe Kesef. Remember we had a middle Shita? The three Shitas we had by Kiddushin? What's the middle Shita? Only by Kiddushe Kesef is it what? Is it good? But Shtar, it's bad, right? So if that's the case, the Gemara Shuv Hadar Teretz Gemara Milsa the Ike B'Kedusha Lok Tani. That's the answer. Milsa the Ike B'Kedusha Lok Tani. That's what the Miri says. Also, Dibrasko Star. That Kli Star Shukresh Me'agabekar Klamahani. Seth, you follow my answer? Meaning, if you hold like the B'Kivager and you hold like the Ritva Kedusha, that Kli Shukresh Me'agabekar is bad. Kli Shukitech Me'agabekar is bad. Why is it not on the list? You know what's not on the list? Because the list has got to be something that's not by Kedushin. Right? The list has got to be on something not by Kedushin. And what do we hold by Star Kedushin? If you hold the middle sheet, then it's also bad. So that's why it can't be on the list. It's a vort, no? Mark, you follow me? See, if it's both bad by Kedushin for Star Shichur, then what? Then it should be on the list. The answer is no, because it's also bad by Shtar Kedushin. So that's why it didn't make the list. Kesef it might be good by, according to Middle Shita. It's a beautiful vort. Oh, now what is the svara of the Michtav Meliyahu that it should work? You know what the svara is? The svara is as follows. Gitav Yodah Boin Kechad. Once he gives it to him in one swoop, we don't care, Lamaisa. There's no chisarn of Tli Shichurech Me'agabi Akarka. It's like the Adon, the way in our terminology we want to say it. The Eved has no Yad L'Liknos. He's calling himself through Gitav Yodo Boin Kacha. Because the Adon removes himself. In our terminology, like the Chosan Ish. Therefore, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. It happens in one swoop. There is a formal din by Get. Of course, the Hal Nosman has got to give it. But not by the Master. This is the shtickel that we're trying to say here by Klishe. That's why. Remember, this answers our kasha. We said, bring a raya from the Gemara. Answers, bring a raya by Shtar Shichur. Also, bring a raya by Kedushin. That's the Knaich. Because by Kedushin, if you assume like the middle position, that's why even if you hold Tishli Shukharech Me'agabekark is bad, Chaim, right? You hold it's bad. Shlomi, right? If you hold it's bad, if you hold they're both bad, so why doesn't it make the list? Because by Kedushin it's also bad. By Star it's bad. By Kedushin Star it's bad. If I tell you to bring me a riot, you can bring a riot. It's a Chiddush we want to suggest. Okay. Now, I want to embellish this more. I want to show to you, like the third sheet to quote it. What's the third sheet to quote it in the Ksais? Works all the time, the Marashtam. You know what that means? That there is no din nesina by Kedushin. There's no formal din of nesina by Kedushin. Just make sure she gets the money. Make sure she gets hana, the money. That third sheet is assuming there's no formal din of nesina, none whatsoever. I want to bring a riot to this. I want you to get this case. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chesem and Beis writes as follows. Let's say man says to woman, I want to Mekadosh you with $100. She says to him, put it on a rock. If it's her rock, it's good. If it's his rock, she says to put on, it's bad. If it's a rock owned by oath, take him. That's what the Gemara says, black on white, in Kedushin Chesed Beis. Okay? Man offers a Kedushin, she says, put it on a rock. Which rock? If it's her rock, it's good. His rock, it's bad. If it's owned by both, take him. Okay. Why does it work if she says, put it on her rock? Why do you think? Right, but why is her rock good? Because it's called what? Her what? What's it called in Kinyanin? Chatzar. Rashi says Chatzar in Kedushin. It's her Chatzar. Why not? Tosfos says, I have a problem with that. If it's based on Chatzar, there is a klal that if you have a Chatzar of Shnei Shutfin, the Gemara writes in Baba Basra on Peidalim Beis, Ein Konin Semiset. Let's say you're a partner with someone. You want to do a deal with the partner. You can't just sell your stuff to him and walk away. It has to be put on a third party. Because it's kind of like you can't get out of the way of yourself. You know what I mean? You own this half, he owns this half. It's not really true. You own every inch together. So you want to sell him your stuff? It's like you can't get away from yourself. When you sell an item to your friend, you're removing yourself from the item. But you can't do that, Lamaisa, when it comes to a Chatzar Shel Shnei Shutfin. Gemara says, Ein Konin Zemizet. So Tos asks on Rashi, then the case of the rock of both should be bad. Why is it Teku? So why don't you get this? You know what Tosfos says? Tosfos says an amazing pshat. You know what the case is? He gave it to her. He threw it to her. She caught it. She caught the $100. But she told him, put it on my rock. That shows she's interested in the Kedushin. If she says, put it on his rock, shows she's not interested. It's all an issue of Smichas Das. If she says, put it on a rock of owned by both, we don't know. But physically, the money was thrown to her. You follow me? Physically, the money was thrown to her. That's what the Tos HaRosh says the pshat. She caught it, no problem. That's what the Tos HaRosh says in Tos. You got me? Rashi said it was Kinyan Chatzar. That actually was put on the rock. Tos says, no, it wasn't put on the rock. Just the notion of her saying, give it to here. Give it to her rock or his rock shows if she was interested. Okay. That's how the Tos HaRosh learns in Tos. So if I ask you, according to Tos, how did she get the $100? She caught it. It's thrown to her. The Rav said no. The Rav Zatzal said, shot in Tos. You know what she said? She said, he put it down and she picked it up. The Rav said, interpret Tos literally. He placed it on her rock and then she picked it up. And she said, thank you, Mr. Chassan. We are now married. Isn't that a problem of Kli Kiddusha Seich Me'al Gabi HaKarka? What's the answer? No problem, says the Marashtam. So we want to bring a raya the way the Rav learned up the Tosfos is a raya for the Marashtam. On Daf Chesimin base. You follow me? Tosfos is not ruling. It's not based on Chatzar. He actually put it in a rock, but then she picked it up. How is that good? Because Kli Kiddusha Seich Me'al Gabi HaKarka is acceptable. No problem. Oh. And one other raya to this I want you to get, that there is no formal din of Nesina by Kedushin, a raya for the Marashtam. Another raya. Let's get it. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Ishis. The Rambam writes, the Mechaber in Siman Lamed Sif Aleph, if you're Mekadesh with Kesef or Star, and you put it into her chatzar, it's mikudeshes. That's what the Rambam writes, no problem. The Lechem Mishnah asks, what do you normally need by a kinyan chatzar to work? To be what? Mishnah meris. It has to be guarded. Or, even if it's not guarded, there's no fence, you at least have to stand next to it. Omei b'tzida. The Rambam writes straight up, throw the money in her chatzar, you become miri. She's not standing by it. The Rambam didn't list her standing by it. The Rambam didn't list it that it was fenced in. Frek the list, Lechem Mishnah, what's the pshat? The Kesef Mishnah gives two terutzim. One terutz is, second terutz will say first, is that he relying on Hilchos Shechiyah Matana, Perek Dalel Lechachesin Tes, where it says in Kinyanim, you have to stand by it. So it's a little bit difficult because Hilchos Yishus is written first. So the Rambam didn't write in Hilchos Yishus because he was relying on what he said in Hilchos what? Hilchos Schiyo Matan. Okay. But then the Kesef Mishi gives a first answer. And you know what he says? Kedushe Hadifi Mimatonim. Kedushin Adifi Mimatonim. Do you believe that? In what sense is Kedushin better than Matonim? I'll tell you. It's not a Kinyan. It's not even a formal Din Nesina mark. It's just you have to see to it that she's given some money at all. You don't even need money sometimes, as long as she gets Hana. Rakod Lefanai. The Gemara has a Kedushin sign with Gimel Beis. Make a joke, Schok Lefanai. As long as there's some Hana that he gives her. You understand this? That's why Kedushin is better than Matana. That's why Yossi, you don't need it to be fenced in. That's why she doesn't have to be standing there. Because all you need is to give her something. And it's not even a formal Din Nesinit. This is a second riot to the Marashtam. That there's no problem of Kli Kedusha Seich Me'agabi Akarka by Kesef and by what? And by Shtar. So these are the two riots that we want to say to that riot. Okay. That's the second Mahalik now. Oh. Please get it. That's the second Mahalik. We got it? All stems from Agmorit. All right. Let's now move inside now. We have a lot to see with the top toises. Mark, let's see the top toises. Go ahead. Okay? Let's see the top toises now. Okay? Oh. Let's see. We got it? You got it, Mark?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. Let's see inside. Let's see the top toys. Let's go. Oh, all these rules do not apply to Kedushin. Yes? Go ahead. Okay, let's get this. What does this first line mean? We'll go on through analytically. The Fanenechta, Fanenechta. Why does it not apply to Kedushin? What does Tosfos say? We know it applies to get because Mishum Iguna. Why? We have a kula of one shliach. Why does it not apply to Kedushin? What do you say? So what does Tosfos say? It's a big deal. If she doesn't want to have Kedushin, the Tosfos Rosh adds on, there's no concept of Iguna by Kedushin, right? What are you worried about? That it's going to be Mekuyim, it's going to be Lishma? What happens if it doesn't Mekuyim? It's not Lishma. What's going to happen? She remains what? Single. Not worried about a guna at all. Mark, you follow me? By Kedushin, there's no notion of a guna. By get, it's tremendous. She'll stay married. He's already separated himself from her. He's in Medina Sayyam. He's left her, Rahman al-Islam. The get took 3 weeks to get there in Sisera. You're going to apostle it? She might be left that way the rest forever. By Kedushin, what's the problem? So she'll remain this way. She'll remain single. Nishka Ferluch. She'll find another chassid. Okay? That's what the Tosfos means in the Tosfos Arush. Tosfos Arush adds on. Okay? Tosfos Arush adds on. See, the Maram Shift adds a Nakuda. He says, Rashi and Tosfos aren't arguing. Rashi's just saying, why by get were the Misakim? Because we're Choshish is going to be Ma'arer. By Kedushin, we're not Choshish, the Baal is going to be Ma'arer. I don't really understand that. Do you guys? Why by Kedushin are we not Choshish, the husband will be Ma'arer? And by get we are. Rashi said by get we're chosh is going to be ma'arer, and by kedushin we're not. Why not? I have a few svaras to offer you. Any svaras? What do you want to say? Why are we not chosh by star kedushin if the baal is going to be ma'arer? Go ahead, Yitzi.
Kedushin could always get afterwards.
All right, okay. Who wants to go through that, though?
Okay, but by Gershom, you'd actually have to remarry her.
I was going to say, so he can marry other women before Harem to Rabbeinu Gershom. A man can marry multiple women. But then I'm thinking, that's not a good svar. He's got to support them. It's a big momentous factor.
Why would he be married?
He doesn't want to be married to her. It's not a big deal. Shelzy, you got to shell out a lot of cash. Mizinus. I mean, it's only Arison, you mean? He won't do Nisun. Okay, Josh, answer my question. You can combine what I said. He can marry other women. For Chemner, Menegershim, and he doesn't have to support her because it's still by Arison, like we learned yesterday. Okay, very good. I hear what you're saying, Yitzi, but who wouldn't want to go through that? You know what I mean?
It's easier.
All right, but Lamaise, you don't want to get... Okay, but I think you got to say this far. He can marry other women, and plus the fact it doesn't spend him any cash. That's what Rashi said. Tosis just adds on. Why weren't they Misakim Eshtar Kedushim Mifan Enechda in order to be Kim Shtaris? So what's the answer? Because by Kedushim there's no Iguna. Here, by Get, there's Iguna problems. Okay. Mark, next line. Let's go. If it wasn't for the fact that Kusi was a Tam Chochom, Lohave Machlem Mikameh, he wouldn't let the guy sign on top of him. Go ahead. Ubal Kapit. Go ahead. Bahalo Shrika. Oh, stop there. What's the second thing on the list? Second halacha. Akusi's good for what? Forget and Star Shrika are not good for other stars, right? He's good for Gedisha and Shukr, not good for other stars. Why is he good for Gedisha? Because there's a rule. Adi Aget can only sign together in the presence of one another. Therefore, if you have a Chavar there, if you have a Kusi there, you're never going to let that Kusi sign first before you. You don't want to be with a guy who's not observant. Must be that if he's there, he's good. He's a Kasher Yid. And why was that din come about? Because of Gzer of Kuchan. What was the Gzer of Kuchan? That the guy might say, all you ate him, 10 ate him. The guy might say, all 10 of you sign. What happens if only two of them sign? And the other 8 are not in the room? If they don't have to sign at the same time, it's very possible. Two guys will sign. Aha! Two guys sign it. What's going to happen? They'll go ahead and what? The 8 that sign might even act as the shliach. They'll take the get, deliver the get. What's going to happen? Baal's makbid. He says he wanted 10 ate him, not 2. She thinks she's divorced. She gets remarried, has kids, mom's heir. What a catastrophe. Therefore, we have an insurance policy that Adi Aget can only sign in the presence of one another. Therefore, Kusi is good by Gedishin. Yes? By Kedushin, though, there is no such halacha. Because why not, Mark? Why by Kedushin there's no such halacha? Let her think she's married. Nishka Ferlach. She's going to stay married. Right? And it's very uncommon that we would think she's going to what? She's going to go ahead and mekadesh another man when she thinks she's married to the first man. We're not worried about that. No woman does that. I mean, that's like playing with mamzerish issues. Who would want to do that? Okay? In fact, the Yisro Bracha says very uncommon. We're not chashish she's going to mekabel kedushin from Shimon and think that what? Think she did nothing? Takshuv the law of Klumu, since she's already Mekudesh to Ruvain, since she's already Mekudesh to Ruvain first, and then go back and get married to Ruvain, it's a mikshul. It's a big mikshul. Okay? So therefore, Tosis says we're not choshish for that. Because she thinks the Kedusha Rushin are good, she'll never be Makabal Kedusha from Shimon. We're not choshish she's going to Makabal Kedusha from a second guy. Okay? Very good, Mark. That's number 2. Let's go, 3. Tosis leaves nothing unturned. The third halach. Go ahead, V'chein. Sorry, go ahead, V'chein. What's the din by our calls? You have Jewish Eidim Asira. Jewish Eidim Asira makes the get what? Jewish Eidim Asira makes the get what? Good minat Torah, but pasul min rabbanan, because we're afraid we're going to lie to him. Mizuif mitocha. We had a machlokes Rashi Tosis yesterday. Rashi says you're going to use the Eidim Chasim and rely on them to be Eidim Asira. Tosis says you're going to use them to what? Rely on them to collect the ksuba or what? Or to what? Allow her to get remarried, right? Even though Tosafot said on Daf Dalet might be emes, but we still don't do that. Okay. And then we said it was Rashi Tosafot L'Shitasa. Remember, Rashi holds Goyim Rakasha, Tosafot didn't false. Oh. Why is Kedushin not a problem, Mark? Jewish Eidim Mesira, Shtar Kedushin, Goyim signed on it. Aren't you afraid you can rely on them for Jewish Eidim Mesira and Kedushin? Nishka Ferluch. So what happens if it happens? She'll think she's married. She's really not married. What's the problem? You hear that old concept? That concept still bothers me a little bit, you know? But we're not... You know why it's okay? Because they're not going to have Mamzerim. On the other hand, though, she's going to think she's married when she's really not married, no? Is the guy going to live with her? The guy might live with her. He might not know either, the chassam. So what's the worst thing in the world? Okay, they're living out of wedlock, but it's not Mamzeris. We always stress Mamzeris is Eishishish or Achiv Karis. You live out of wedlock, the kids are not Mamzerim. It's a horrible thing to live out of wedlock. Lomais. It's a horrible thing. Lomais. But the kids are not Mamzerim. Right, the English translation of a mamzer, an illegitimate child, is not the halachic definition of a mamzer. We always say that, right? Very important to note that. So that's the bottom line. Why, by our kos, I'm not worried about it. Okay. Now, I want to ask you the following question. I want you to get this. Okay? Let me ask you the following. Okay? Let me ask you the following. Yossi already brought it up. What's the governing rule in this list? We had three governing rules. First was what? Unique to what, Alan? Unique to Gerisha, not to Shtar. Second rule, Yerai Sidra Bona. Third rule, unique to Gerisha, Shtar Shabbat doesn't apply to what? Kiddushin. Excellent. Let me ask you. The third rule is the one that sticks. Is it possible to say, though, the following? Once you tell me that we're talking about Eidim Mesira, why do we say Eidim Mesira? To drop it to a psulim in the Rabbanim. Is that correct? Oh. Now the Gemara said Chazara, that means we're talking about psulim the Yeraisa. So maybe you could establish without Eidim Mesira. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying once you get rid of that rule of the Yeraisa the Rabbanim, what forces you to say that we're talking about Eidim Mesira? Maybe there's no Eidim Mesira. We have on the list the Yeraisas. No? We have on the list the Yeraisas. I'm just saying, in theory, once you got rid of that rule, why do you have to say what the Eidim Mesira? So the Ritva and Tosfos on Yudim and Beis say, even according to the Maskana, we're talking about Eidim Mesira. Why is that? Because we want to elucidate the difference between Shtar Kedushin and Get. And what's the difference? That by Shtar Kedushin, there is no concern. Because you still think they're married. By Get, there's a big concern. You rely on what? You rely on the Eidei Chasima. So I want you to get that. Even though in theory, you follow my Kenesh? Even though in theory we could have gotten rid of that rule and say we got rid of that rule, we're not talking about Eidei Mesira, but we want to keep alive Eidei Mesira because we want to draw this distinction that by a Get with Eidei Chasima that are bad, we're afraid you're going to rely on them. By Shtar Kedushin, Eidei Chasima are bad. We don't care if you rely on them. Nishka Ferlev. So they'll think they're married, they're really not married. You're divorced? It's a Ritvin the Tysus. Okay. Now we continue. Now there's a point that I want to just mention, Mark, before you continue. Let's get this, okay? There's a point I want to just mention. Do you recall what Rashi said yesterday? About our calls? What did Rashi say yesterday there about our corals? What did Rashi? One of the fellows asked me in Seder. Who asked me in Seder? What did Rashi say about our calls yesterday? He says, if you make them puzzle in the Rabbanon by our calls, she's a married woman, and you're going to make her puzzle in the Rabbanon? Therefore, it's not a good condition. I mean, I tell her she's a married woman. Who asked me in Seder? I forgot. She's a married woman. Therefore, Jesse, we're gonna disagree with the psul de rabbana by kedusha. She's married minat tayra. That's what Rashi said. By get though, what do you do with the psul de rabbana? You keep her married. Nothing bad's gonna happen. Did everyone get that? Rashi said yesterday by our calls, a psul de rabbana by kedusha is bad because she's really married minat tayra. So we're not gonna what make a psul de rabbana. You're matching and she's really married minat tayra. But by get, we'll invoke a psul derabanan because she'll stay married. Oh. This is a bomb kasha. Listen to this kasha. Listen to this kasha. Oh. Lefi Rashi. Let me ask you. Why is an aid kusi good? What do we say an aid kusi is? What do we say by aid kusi? What is aid kusi good? Aid kusi is what? Aid kusi is kosher by what? By get, ishin, and shtar shukr. What about by kedushin? He's got to be bad. That's the last rule of the Gemara, yes? I don't understand. Why is he bad? I thought we don't invoke psula derabanans. Why she just got through saying by our calls? We don't throw a psula derabanan by kedushin. So why do you throw the psula derabanan by aid kusi? You hear that kasha? The Torah's getting asked that kasha. You understand what I'm saying? We don't just throw around a psul derabanan. She's good with Nesh and Atar. So if that's the case, why do you throw around a psul derabanan by aid kusi? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? No, but if it's good mina Torah, Yossi, leave it alone. If it's good mina Torah, leave it alone. Remember he said, achzakayu the psuvayu, rabbinic presumption that they're possible? That's blowing up a kedushin mina Torah. No? It's a bomb kashin. Oh, so I want you to get this answer. The Tereskitten says, we only pass on the specific case. We only pass in a mikra mesuyim dafke b'kedushin. Shayach lomar shalom, dafke echash apostle in mikra mesuyim dafke b'kedushin, we say we don't pass on in the Rabbanan. Meaning, to say the following, for us to throw up psul derabanan by kedushin, we won't do. But if we categorically possible an akusi across the board as being possible, that's fine. He's possible for kedushin, possible for shar shars, that's no problem. You understand what I'm saying? If we make a rabbinic institution, I want you to know that an akusi is always possible, and shtar kedushin is one of those stars, shtar imam and shtar kedushin, that's fine. But on a specific case to throw up psul derabanan like bar kolos, that we're not going to do. That's what he wants to give an answer. Okay? I thought that was an interesting answer. Now the Tosfos HaRosh asked the same kasha, and I can't understand his answer. He answers from Reb Moshe Me'ivra. An aid kusi is not by kedushin, because by an aid kusi is kosher even two aidim. How can an aid kusi be kosher by shnei aidim? How can an aid kusi be kosher by shnei aidim? Shnei aidim or kusim are ksherim? Thought you said when the Gemara says get and start shivrus kosher means only one aid, right? But by dini mamonis, presumably one aid is possible, no? But two's fine? That's a tremendous chiddush, no? 280 kusim should be kosher? Tremendous chiddush. Oh. The Ramban asks on Rashi, why can't you misakin a chumra that she might mikadosh another person? Remember, Tosh just got saying we're not choshish that? Why aren't you misakin a chumrah? He answers the notes are up to me, misakin. Because the whole shash is maybe you rely on them? Kedushin, if you rely on them, what's the big deal? You're not matring an isser, you're ushering a mutter. It's like Tosh said. So I'm just saying, you see the Ramban held that Rashi and Tosh are not arguing. It's that Ramosha Navarna, that Ramosha that said Befeirish, Rabbeinu Moshe Me'ivra, that Shnei Edim Kusim Ark Sheirim? Is that what it means, Josh? That's what we have to see when we get to Yudam and Bain's position. You mean one aid kusi is good by get, ish, and shtar shukur? One aid kusi is bad by dini momentus, but two aid kusim are good by momentus and kedushin. Tell them. Maybe that's a shot, though. Hear what I'm saying? We always thought that get, ish, and shtar shukur being a kulam. Oh, want to finish up the Tyson. Okay? Oh, Mark. So that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Everyone got, you got the Nakuda. Oh. Weiter now. Mark. Till tomorrow we'll dance for you and Shmuel later in the week, Bishop. Wednesday. Wednesday will recruit for Shmuel. Recruit for Phil tomorrow, Bishop. Okay? Oh. Weiter. One simcha after the other. Hey, Marvin simcha b'simcha. Okay. Mark, let's go. Oh. Go ahead, what's the kasha?
So,
What's the kasha? I got another one on the list. Zman. What's a zman? A date. Isn't there a requirement of a date on a get? Shtar Shichur and Get Isha? Why is that on the list? Great kasha, no? What do you see from Tosfos? That there's a din zman by a Shtar Shichur. Why is there a din zman by Shtar Shichur? I want you to get this. Why is there a zman by a Get Shichur? So Tosfos points out later on Yud Zayin and after Maskum Ibnei, because the master won't be able to sell the Eved to someone else. He frees the Eved Kanani. He says, oh, by the way, I sold you. Okay, we want to make sure he doesn't play that game. Okay? He won't be able to sell the Eved after he frees him. Toysin Yavomis on Laman Alpha Mez adds on, there are Masakin and Zman. Very interesting too. To notify him when he's Usser with a Shifra, when he's Mutter Babas Yisrael. He's got to know that transition. And the Ramban and the Rashba add a third reason. Let's get it. Three reasons why there's a Zman by Shtar Shichur. The Chachamim compared Eved to Get. Lala. What are the two reasons why there's a date by a Get? Peiris. We're afraid the Eved Kanani is going to be eating the Peiris. Bas HaChoyso also. What do you mean Bas HaChoyso? Znus. Maybe he'll bowl a Bas Yisrael or a Shifcha. The master will cover over for him. Either way, I'll cover over for him. So there are three reasons I want you to get why there's a need for a Zman by a Shtar Shichur. One is what? That he shouldn't play games and sell him after you freed him. Two is what? That was placing the Zion. What's two? Two is what? To notify him when? Placing the Vomis. So he won't be over about, it'll be Mutim Abbas. Yisroel also be Shifta. Excellent. And the third reason is that Peiris, there's an issue of Peiris, there's an issue of Mechapa too. Oh. Okay, same thing. Very good, Zevi. Same thing. Absolutely. Very good. So we got this chlor? Oh, very good. Let's go, Mark. So Toys has a great kasha. Why is Ma not on the list? Why is a date not on the list? Now, obviously, we should fill in the blank. What do you mean we should fill in the blank? What do you mean fill in the blank? Obviously, if Tos is proposing this to be on the list, must be that there's what? No, someone finished the blank. I can't hear you. Must be that there is no requirement of a date on a Shtar Kedusha. Excellent, Zevi. And the Gemara writes that black on white in Yavam Islam and Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara writes black on white. There is no Zman on a Shtar Kedusha. Because there's no way we're going to ensure that it's going to be there. You give it to her, she might erase it. You give it to him, he might erase it. So there is no such thing. The Edom also you don't give it to. The Gemara goes through all three possibilities. The Gemara says there is no date on a Shtar Kedusha. So this is a great proposal of Tosfos. Go ahead, Mark. Kid Amrinin. There are some Avodim that can buy themselves with Kesef, meaning what? If there's a representative, like Jesse said earlier in Shir, because he can't give his own money, boomerang it back. Mashakonam Akonarabo. Representative, a friend, right? Zachim Lam Shlubafonim. Or you could free him straight up with a star. Go ahead. Excellent. Yeah, Rashi said it was talking about a Shtar Mechiris Eved. What's a Shtar Mechiris Eved? That you sell the Eved to someone else, let's say. Not that you're freeing the guy. Tosfos says no, it means Shtar Shichur. Go ahead. Right, in other words, if Rashi was right, why does it pick on an Eved? You're selling an Eved. Could have said a Karka. Could have sold anything, right? I haven't mentioned Mikar Kos with Choshtars. Why does it? Tosfos says I'm on a Shtar Shichur, not Stam, a Shtar that you're selling to your Eved. That's what he wants to say. Okay? So what is the Katsa Ikin Akonim Bekas, but Eved's calling himself with money? Someone else represents him, like we said, and Shtar you're giving to him straight up. Okay. Very good. If Rashi was right, why would it talk about Shtari Eved? Could talk about other Kinyonim too, that are Bekesiv Bishtar. Karkos. Go ahead, Va'od. Excellent. In Dine Mominus, if you don't write a date, is the star possible? No, it's not possible. We're looking for something that if you don't have it, it's possible. Go ahead. Excellent. I mean, this is big. This is real stuff. This is the real stuff. This is the real deal. That's the word I was looking for. That's the real deal. Zman by get ishin star shukra is not dessert toppings. It's the real deal. It's a steak and potatoes. If you don't have the date, the get ish is puzzle. The star shukra is puzzle. Should be on the list. Star kedushin, there's no requirements, man. Why is it not on the list? Oh. Bam kasha. Mark, you got a chlor. Oh. You bring it back to LA, right? You got the kasha, right? Why is there no zman by Pesach? You clap on the shtender and say, I want to know why there's no zman on star kedushin, but on get ish and star shukra there is. Go ahead, what's the teretz? What's the answer? This unbelievable answer. What do you say? What do you say, Tyson's saying? It's amazing, no? Since there is a habit to make a date on what? On all stars, it doesn't make the list. Shkoyach. What does this remind you of, says the Marshal? Which governing rule? 3, 1, or 2? Alan? 1. Milsa d'isa b'shtaris loktani. The Marshal understood Tosfos that Tosfos is resurrecting Pchias HaMeisim, the first rule. Since they have a habit to write in all stars, it wasn't listed. It's a pell of the Marsha, says the Gemara got rid of that rule. Tosfos trying to resurrect it. Tchias HaMeisim. Marsha says, Tchias HaMeisim is Man HaMashiach. Not in the 1200s. Right? The Marsha says, what's Tosfos doing? You know what the Marsha says? The Marsha says, he's keeping alive the rule at hand, the third rule. Because what do we need in the third rule? Something that's by get ishin star shukra that doesn't apply to star kedushin. And a star kedushin, Zevi, even though we said the Gemara said black on white in Yavam Islam and Alpha base, that you don't need a star kedushin, doesn't need Isman, but it's done. It is done. And since it is done, it doesn't make the list. Now it already, what Yitzi was pointing out today, which we won't have time to get to today, Bez Hashem tomorrow though. It already opens the door already to this list, not just incorporating just straight up halachas, Yitzi and Yitzi, we were talking this morning, but it incorporates even hanhagas. You know what I'm saying? Behavior. A star kedushin doesn't need it, Azman, but it was done. Therefore, we didn't want to put Azman of Get Ishin Star Shukr on the list because we want to put things on the list that are not even, not only that the halakha doesn't apply to the mekedushin, but they're also not done practically. You follow what I'm saying? That's a little bit of a segue into that next tesis. You see how tesis is grasping and comprehending this list, which is just purely halakhically. It included hanhagis as well. Does everyone hear my horror that I'm pointing out? Okay? You hear what I'm saying? In other words, tesis is saying that the list includes also hanhagis. Asman was put in Star Kedushin, even though Api did it, doesn't need it. But since it was done, it's not going to be in the list. You follow me? That's what it means. I don't know why he has to say Bechol Staris. What'd you say? What is the answer? You don't remember. Okay. It's all right. No problem. No problem. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. We have to look. Thank you, Shkoyach, for pointing it out. But you're what I'm saying, Michol Stars is focusing on the Kedusha. But I want you to get this. Look, the last point, let's get it. According to the Marshal, Tosfos is involved in Tchias HaMeisim here. According to the Marshal, Tosfos is involved in Tchias HaMeisim by resurrecting the first rule. The Pnei Yehoshua writes he's dead wrong. Let's get it. The Pnei Yehoshua writes he's dead wrong. The Pnei Yehoshua says, against the Marshal, that Tosfos is what? Tosfos mamish holds, okay? Again, I want you to get it. The Marshal cannot believe that Tosfos is involved in Tchias HaMeisim. Tosis at Marsha asked on Tosis, you're involved in Tchias Amesim, you're resurrecting the first rule. He says, no, that's not what Tosis meant. Tosis meant the last rule, and it was done by Kedusha. You follow me? The Marsha was so insistent that the first rule was slugged up, he reinterprets Tosis that B'chol HaShtaris meant Kedusha. The Marsha says, no, Tosis was engaged in Tchias Amesim, and he means the first rule stays alive. And he means B'chol HaShtaris, he means Shtaris. He doesn't just mean Shtar Kedusha. So it's a machlekes Pnei Yoshu and Marsha, did Tosis do Tchias Amesim? According to the Marsha, no. But the Marsha is interpreting Shtaris as being only Shtar Kedusha. And as we said to Yitzi and Yitzi, Tosis bring up the brand of Hanhagas, not just Halachas. According to the Pnei Yoshu, no. Pnei Yoshu is, according to Tosis, resurrecting the first rule, and he means B'chol HaShtaris. He means B'chol HaShtaris. It's unique B'chol HaShtaris. It's unique. Because Asman was needed. But even according to the Pnei Yoshu's pshat, Asman is not Likuva by Shar Shtaris. Taisa said, if you do a star in Dini Mominus, you don't write a date, it doesn't blow it up. So also, even if you interpret like that, it's not a pure halacha. It's also a brand of what? It was hanhaga, it was done. So you see already the rule, this list wasn't just purely halachically, also engendered hanhagas as well. Okay, everyone have a good day. Chazar over. And we got to do the small Taisa tomorrow, B'Hashem, and go Vikings. And we got to do Hilchos.